Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Initials Game. But how do you play this initials game? It's very simple. Ish. Each card in this round will have an answer that has the initials BC.
BC.
Okay.
BC.
B as in boy. C.
What's the matter, Steve?
Toy.
Well,
nothing. You already got something stuck in your head?
And it's a client.
Good luck. You may buzz in at any time. If you get it wrong, you can try again. You can't guess twice in a row. Somebody else has to go in between, or at least another clue has to be read. Say your name with your when you know the answer. Whoever gets the most wins. First one to four is often the champion, but we'll see how the timing goes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
BC. All of the clues don't necessarily relate to each other, but they all relate to the answer. Here we go. Clue number one. BC. Occurs on a flat space. Oh, by the way, 4 points if you get it on the first one, 3 for the second one, 2, and then 1 for the rest. Clue number 2 includes metal. Tommy, did I hear you buzz in?
Kelly?
Tommy.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Big cockroach.
No. Mm-hmm. Scary, though. Kelly.
Bitcoin?
No.
I just have to say it.
I like the red beard, actually, by the way, Tommy.
Did you think they're actually metal coins?
Yes. I'm like, I know they're not, but in my brain, they are.
I can see that. Maitland.
Basketball court.
No.
Dang it.
Clue number 3. Uses electricity. Clue number 4 often involves pileups.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Backup camera.
No. Mm-hmm. Clue number 5 most often has one or two riders.
Kelly.
Kelly.
A bike crash?
No.
Dang it.
Yeah. Clue number 6. Found at carnivals and theme parks.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Do you need a recap?
Yes.
Yes.
Occurs on a flat space. Includes metal. Uses electricity. Often involves pileups. Most often, one or two riders.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
Bumper cars.
Correct, Tommy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that makes so much sense now.
Jeez.
That is a phrase that hits my head a lot when I play this game. Oh, that makes a lot of sense now. Man. BC, here we go. Clue number 1. Tommy with the lead. 1-0.
First time for everything.
Yep. Clue number 1. Often lives alone. The answers will have the initials BC for all of these. Clue number 2. Generally brown, gray, or cream. Clue number three often executes an ambush at night.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Badass coyote.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Yeah. Mm.
Clue number four. Can be found in North America, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean.
Kelly?
Kelly.
Big cats?
No. Clue number five eats birds, bats, amphibians, rodents, and lizards.
Tommy?
Tommy?
Boa constrictor.
Correct, Tommy, with a huge lead.
Wow. Nice job.
My goodness.
Gotta be the beard.
Must be two for Tom's Day. Yeah, get it, Redbeard.
Ho, ho.
You guys, I think fiery yet?
Yeah, it's midnight. Gander. It switched.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I was really hoping I'd come in this morning and it would be like Kool-Aid red. Like
so Tommy had promised before we went on break that he'd grow a big old beard as if he thought we'd be able to sleep ever during vacation with that news. And then we came back and it was pretty freshly shorn. So he promised that it would be red by Wednesday. And then Steve said, you know, today's Tuesday, right? And Tommy went, oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so by
so Tommy,
that,
share with them what you shared with me before we continue with BC.
So last night, I have a thing of very temporary dye, like hair dye, in my cupboard. And yesterday, me and my sister were dyeing my beard red, so that I could walk in for you, Steve, and have a big red beard. And then we were looking at each other and realized it was going to dye my skin like clown red.
Oh, you should have done it.
Yeah.
It would have been so worth it.
It would have been so worth it, honestly. But we looked at each other and were like, And so I quickly ran in the shower and just like wiped it all out. But I was going to walk in with a big red clown beard just for you.
That would have been great.
Maybe I still
will. I think you probably made the right business decision. But Steve's right. You should do it. Yeah. All right, here we go. BC. Could be seen in a garden. Clue number two, often seen battling magic.
What?
Battling
magic.
Clue number three,
okay,
features a pipe, bowler hat, and cane.
Okay, well, gnome doesn't start with a B or a C, and I don't know what the hell else this could be.
Boa constrictor.
This one might help. Their apparel was highlighted in the 1992 music video for House of Pain's Jump Around.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Boston Celtics.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah,
Garden.
They play it at the Garden.
Mm.
That threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
BC, ready?
Yeah. Yes.
BC was bipolar in 2012.
Only 2012?
Yeah. Yes.
That got better.
Clue number two. The initials game, BC, was SAC in 2005.
SAC?
SAC, S-A-C-K. Clue number three was Phil in 2009.
I know who
2011
it is. I don't know their name.
And 2013. Maitland, you think you're close?
Tommy.
Tommy.
Bernard Cunningham.
No, Maitland.
I don't know who Bernard Cunningham is.
I don't know. It sounds like a quarterback.
Oh, here's
Bernard Cunningham.
Oh, Bernie's slinging it today, Bernard Cunningham. He's thrown four passes and completing three for 19 yards. Maitland.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's correct.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the wrong character. I remember Sack from Wedding Crashers.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
It was the Phil and then the three dates. I was like, okay, there's a guy named Phil and he's in three movies. What is it?
Oh, Hangover.
Yep.
Yeah, I did.
Couldn't think of it, and I was looking at it.
I remembered their names at all.
All right. B, C. Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tommy 2. Maitland 2. Hot Wings 1. B, C. Connected to a Saturday morning cartoon.
Maitland. Bill Cosby.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Were you waiting on that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's head over.
God, I haven't seen that in so long.
I'm shocked you've seen it at all, honestly.
Yeah, right. I think I've just seen it on the internet as, like, jokes, because I... Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. Seen the live-action one with... What is that?
Kenan Thompson,
yeah.
BC, here we go. Was a narrator on 2003's recording of Peter and the Wolf. Clue number two, released My Life in 2004. By the way, Maitland, you got four for that last one.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because you got on the first clue.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But Maitland has five now. Tommy, two.
Not
cool. Owings, one. Number one, the first clue for this round, BC, was a narrator on 2003's recording of Peter and the Wolf. Clue number two, released My Life in 2004. Clue number three, known for playing a woodwind instrument. Clue number four, former Times Man of the Year.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Oh, Steve.
Bill Clinton.
That is correct. You have received 1 point.
He plays the saxophone.
He popped into my head earlier, but I'm like, he wouldn't have narrated Peter and the Wolf.
He did.
That's weird.
Here we go, BC.
Really weird.
Clue number one, once decrypted German intelligence codes.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's worth four, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I was waiting for that one. Oh.
Henglings.
That was a great movie.
What movie?
It was out, you know, like 5 years ago, and it's called...
Something Code? No.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Imitation Game.
Imitation Game.
Yeah. If y'all haven't watched
Breaks
Eric...
Breaks a code and is gay. Like
I love that show. Eric was so good on Netflix, and Benedict Cumberbatch was spectacular.
So you and Kayla finished it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Really, really good.
Oh,
didn't he play the Grinch? It's like an animated Grinch.
Oh, did he?
Did.
Oh, he was
very
the,
recently.
He was the voice of the animated one. I didn't realize that. Hmm. BC, ready? Hot Wings 6, Maitland 5, Tommy 2, Stephen Kelly, ready to go for it.
That's right.
Clue number one, an American B-24 bomber aircraft in World War II.
Kelly.
Kelly.
British Columbia.
No, that is...
I just had to say it. It's been on my mind.
Got it. Clue number two was adopted as an anarchist symbol. Clue number three, temporarily atop the Billboard Hot 100 in 1990. I had no idea.
Huh.
This one might help. Clue number four is the name of a Chinese fireworks company.
Tommy. Big Kaboom.
No, but I like your effort. Clue number five, connected to a blockbuster 2018 superhero film. I don't know which one that was. Clue number six, brings bad luck if it crosses your path.
Oh,
Steve.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Black Cat.
True.
Black Panther was the name.
Oh, that's not the same. It wasn't a real kitty cat. BC. Its motto is splendor without diminishment. Hot Wings.
British Columbia.
Correct. That's four more.
That's crazy.
I hate you. I literally just said it just to get it out of my head, and then it comes up.
Did you see me flip and find the one?
No. No. No, I didn't.
I'm like, this will give her a chance, or it'll be funny. Last one. Double points. Ready?
Yep.
Clue number one, once dubbed the dentist to the stars. Hot Wings.
Bryan Cranston.
That's worth eight. Hot Wings wins. 19-5-2.
Damn.
What a face smashing.
I had Billy Crystal ready to go the whole time.
I've had Bing Crosby in my pocket.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Steve?
Yeah?
Look what was next. William Crystal.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
old Binger.
Weird.
Old Binger didn't make the list, mate.
Lame.
It is. How dare they not include a man who died 100 years ago? I don't know how long ago. Probably not that, though.